Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our WTU podcast, We Move People. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today is our 12th episode.
Yes. The first year.
Yes. Now it's 1 year ago when we started our English episodes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have the 100th German episode.
German episodes.
Yes, I think 2 years ago we started the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a long time. We talked a lot. And today we talk about strategies. What are strategies?
And when we talk about strategies, we also talk about tactic and strategy chains.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, what is then the difference between a stratagem, between tactic and strategy?
Strategy is a long-term goal. Is a, we can say, is a great plan and behavior to reach a long-term goal.
And a tactic?
You can say tactics are the tools who are necessary to realize the strategy, achieve the goal.
And the stratagems?
Stratagems, you can say, are tricks. In Germany, we have a word, it's list. I don't know the English word, I think trick. Mm-hmm. It's a trick to control and manipulate a situation.
Is it my behavior, how I behave with other people?
It's a strategy is a behavior. Mm-hmm. It's the behavior to achieve a goal, a small goal or a bigger goal.
Talk before, and then you said that the people need a strategy not only for maybe a company, also for their life.
Yes, every human should have a strategy for life. Every company should have a strategy. Every organization should have a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need also the tactics. You need the tools that you can bring life in your strategy.
Maybe we can give an example for the strategy, maybe for the WTU, for the Wing Chun universe. What is the strategy from the Wing Chun universe?
Because I can say the strategy from Wing Chun universe is personal development from a human.
To give people the opportunity.
Myself and also the people, the students. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is the tactic?
The tactics, we can say, we have principles, we have interactions, we have qualities, we have concepts, and we form from these things other tools, exercises, solo movements, partner movements, and all the exercises we work. And all these exercises works in the direction of the strategy, to the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the human body in many forms, but we use the all things we are doing with this direction to the strategy.
This is now very clear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is very good. Yes.
And also we have self-defense, and also we have things for the health. And if you speak about self-defense, then we speak about the stratagems.
Ah, self-defense is a stratagem, or the stratagems I can use in the self-defense.
You can describe self-defense with the stratagems. If you do self-defense, if you know it or don't know it, if it is self-defense, you practice stratagems, because you have to control and manipulate situations. You can say stratagems have a lot to do with the conditioning of the human being. All the people are conditioned, and they are conditioned in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the conditioning from a human being, you can control him. If you know your own condition, you can work on these conditions, and you can be more free if you lose some condition you have. If you know the conditioning from the attacker, then you can get to control him. The conditioning is a cage you live inside. In earlier days, warriors say, if you don't know yourself, you don't know your attacker, you will lose 100 fights from 100 fights. If you know yourself and don't know your attacker, you will lose 50 fights from 100 fights. If you don't know yourself and don't know your attacker, you will lose 50 fights from 100 fights. And if you know yourself and you know your attacker, you will win 100 fights from 100 fights. And fight means situation in life. Mm-hmm. And to know someone is to know the cage he lives in, his conditioning.
So to know the stratagems is not only interesting and important that I can do this with other people, so I can also be aware if someone else tried to do this with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's more important as the other thing.
Yes, because, yeah. For example, for self-defense, I am able to fight, but I don't go out of the street to hit other people. But I can defend myself, and I have another awareness, and I see things in a different way than other people.
And now you can a little bit understand the strategy behind what we are doing. Then to develop your personality is that you will be more free. And to be more free is that do you don't reacting like a stimulus reaction machine.
Yes.
Then if you react only about the stimulus, then you have no control. The other side has the control. If you only are active, if there's a stimulus, then I can use the stimulus against you. And if someone wants to attack me, he wants to give me a stimulus.
And the stratagems are from China? There are 36 stratagems in China?
Yeah, because China, we can say, is the culture who make a lot of praxis about the stratagems. And they also form 36 patterns from the stratagems. Stratagems are all over the world in all cultures, but the Chinese have a very, very clear side to this thing. And so we can learn a lot about this from China. And in China, the stratagems are used in school lessons, and you feel them processed in all sorts of fairy tales and comics. They are, it's a general knowing by Chinese people. And so we can learn a lot from this. And we also have a Chinese Kung Fu style, and there's a lot of these things inside. And so we can also say, oh, Wing Chun is to playing with stratagems.
Very interesting. And I think it's also very important to read something about this, or to take time with this, with other cultures. Because maybe other people think in a different way or behave in another way.
They're thinking other way, and they have a behavior in another way, and you have to understand the basics from this behavior. So if I study other things, I can verificate my own side of the world, and I can assimilate things for my own side from the world.
And for the personal life, when somebody make a strategy for the own life, they can say, okay, I try to develop my personality. This can be a strategy. This is only a goal.
Yes, it's you should have a goal for your life. I should have a picture in my mind of where I want to be if I am old. Which person I want to be when I'm old, if I don't die before. I should have a picture in my mind. And then and the strategy that I'm this person.
Yes, very interesting.
So it's a little about strategies and tactic.
It's very important to make a difference between these terms.
You have to make a difference about these terms, then it is more clear. For your own life, or if you do martial art, for all things. If you have a company, you can bring this knowledge in all fields of your life. And they are in all fields, because outside there are strategies, tactics and stratagems. And people know these things and people work with these things. And if you can realize, if you are in confrontation with such things.
Okay, thank you.
Then we hear us next month.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.